This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The Senate's still secret health care bill, and let me say that one more time very clearly. The bill affecting fully a sixth of the American economy, as we told you yesterday, that basically nobody has seen yet, is maybe going to be made public tomorrow, which is interesting because today is the deadline for insurance companies to decide whether they're going to be in the Affordable Care Act exchanges next year. Some big brand names like Anthem and Humana, as we've told you, are bailing on those exchanges in a lot of markets. Others, though, are jumping in. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington explains the opportunities those companies might see.
One of the companies that wants to expand into new markets is the New York-based startup Oscar Health. Joel Klein is the company's chief policy and strategy officer.
Because we believe, despite all the noise, that the markets will be stable. Too many millions of Americans are affected by this.
That noise might be the footsteps of other big insurers fleeing the Obamacare exchanges, worried that Congress is working to repeal the health care law and its individual mandate, the uncertainty around whether the Trump administration will continue cost-sharing payments, and the fact that lots of insurers are losing money. So why are companies like Oscar and St. Louis-based Centene expanding? Aaron Trish researches healthcare policy at the University of Southern California.
They perhaps see this as there are markets that are about to, you know, potentially have no insurers offering policies. And so this is kind of a captive group of consumers who need to buy a policy.
Insurers that are the only game in town could charge what they want if regulators allow it. And that's another potential bonus, building those relationships. Leighton Koo is with the Center for Health Policy Research at George Washington University.
Some of these companies may say, well, gee, if in the year that we're able to operate as the dominant insurer, we've established good relationships with providers, we've established good relationships with patients, then we're well positioned whatever comes next.
And he points out, these are insurance companies. Their whole business model is built on knowing when a risk is worth it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.